Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful weekend. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord this evening. Go to Him in prayer. Just really excited about all the things God's doing and His many blessings on each and every one of us. If you have a prayer request, just show by raising your hand. Oh, God sees and knows each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, dear Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather in Your house and in Your name. Dear Lord, as we come together this evening, dear Lord, for this service, Lord, may we just turn there all of our attention on You, dear Lord. Be receptive to Your Spirit, dear Lord, and to Your Word. Dear Lord, as we gather together, we thank You again for the freedom that we have to come together in Your name. Lord, now as we just open this service, Lord, we ask that You'll bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, we just thank You for Your many blessings. Dear Lord, for each and every hand raised this evening. Lord, those spoken and unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, that's going forth. Lord, we ask You to touch each and every situation. Dear Lord, to heal, to mend, to protect. Dear Lord, for all situations. Dear Lord, now we ask for those that are praying for those that are sick, shut in, those in nursing homes, assisted living. Lord, those are in the hospitals right now as they watch live or at a later date. Dear Lord, we ask that everyone watching this video, dear Lord, would just feel Your holy presence. Lord, we know that You know our needs, dear Lord, our situations. Dear Lord, may we intentionally turn our mind and our life over to You. Dear Lord, let You guide us and direct us. But most of all, dear Lord, we just want to praise You. We want to thank You. Dear Lord, and we just give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I know we did this song a few weeks ago, but I was hearing them play and pick earlier as they were doing. Let's all turn to page 333. I'll Fly Away. Need you all just to lift up and just praise the Lord with our song. Jesus loves them. So we get ready. Just praise God. He does. Amen. Amen. So good again to have everyone here this evening. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering. And as I announced it this morning, I know there's some people here this evening that wasn't able to be with us. There is as we talk about the Samaritan's Purse, I know we're starting to announce it every few weeks. Operations Christmas Child, the shoeboxes that we do every year this time. We had to start early because we turn them in fairly early in November. They have to be turned in. So one thing they've done to kind of help this year is for those of you that's asking if they can help and what the situations are, if you would, there's a sign-up sheet. Some ladies had it, young ladies had it this morning, and they're still in the foyer. If you have an item or a situation that you'd like to do to help with the shoeboxes, there is a sheet, and Miss Elaine will be back there after service this evening if you have any questions. So praise God, praise God. And any other announcements we have? I don't have anything else pending up here. Nope, nope. All right. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful again, Lord, to be back in your house tonight.
Yes.
Everyone's here tonight. Bless us all, Lord. Bless the message and the messenger tonight, Lord. Bless the stars, Brother Levy. Ask you to bless the giver and the night.
Amen. People this evening to if they do a special song for us tonight, and if you're comfortable, come on up if you would, and come on up to the choir loft, and we can just support all the other singers that will be singing this evening. Sister Brenda, you'll be coming first, so if you would, come on up. Sister Karen, I didn't get a chance to ask you earlier if you want to sing. Come on up. No okay.
You can say your name.
I'm going to sing that other one. Praise the Lord. It is good to be in God's house.
Amen.
They say there'll be no tears in heaven, but I can understand. For the things that make us cry won't be found in that land. There'll be no pain or sorrow, we'll never be sad again. Joy will never end.
Kind of mixing it up to see. Trying to mix it up. No problem.
It's gonna be hard to mix up, you know.
That's good. He said he's going to mix it up. That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I'm going to do a song for you. I want to ask you a question before I do the song. You ever think about what your response would be if somebody come up to you and ask you, what do you think of Jesus? You ever think about that? How would you answer that? That's a tough question, isn't it? Would you say, well, he's blessed me. He's been good to me. You know, he's my Lord, my Savior. Would that be enough? No. There's a lot more to it than that, all right? But these words in these songs will help you out a little bit. Think about it as I sing this.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus.
Can we start it over? I got off track. I'm sorry. Got off track. Thank you. So, start it over again, please. Thank you. There you go. Devil's playing with me.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
Listen.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin in darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me and he led me in the way I ought to go. One ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. Oh, for I knew the Lord had control. I knew I was walking in the light. Cause I've been on my knees in the night. And I prayed to the Lord. A sign, and now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm
feeling mighty fine. Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got
it on my mind.
Jesus all the time, and we're walking, talking as we climb. We are traveling a road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. Well, He's been feeling me all about that land, and He tells me that everything is grand, and He says that a home will be mine.
Shine
down in
Amen.
Now let's worship the Lord this evening.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day.
Y'all to, if we were just thinking about these songs and we talk about Jesus and what he's done in our lives, and I've got heaven on my mind, and that'll be a glorious day when the Lord comes. I mean, there's no other way that we can place it in this day and time with all the situations and all the things that's going forth. And for all of you watching online, if you have a prayer request, put it in the comment section. We'll definitely pray with you. For anyone here, this altar's open as we worship the Lord this evening before the pastor comes and brings us some scripture. So just continue to worship and just think about Jesus.
I'm going to sing Graves into Gardens. Who knows that our God can change any situation. He can change any problem. Anything that we face in this life, he can change anything.
Oh, there's nothing
ebbs and flows, Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again.
About that song, in my mind's eye, I can picture the valley of the dry bones and how God put them back together. A lot of times our lives are broken, but He takes our graves, thank you, and He turns it into something beautiful. He brings beauty from ashes, and I love that song. Thank you for singing that tonight. I want to try a new song. This song has been on my heart for a while. I messaged Sister Jennifer this week and I said, do you think you could learn this? So we just practiced it right before church. So it's called Why Should I Worry? Think about it. Why should we worry?
Storms raging high, the waters around them were troubled that night. Fear filled their hearts, they felt they would die. They failed to remember the Master was nigh. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, He stays always near. He lives in my heart, and He hears when I cry. I'll call on His name till the storm passes by. When I cry, I'll call. when I cry, I'll call on His name till the storm passes by.
Hallelujah. How many knows God is still God in every situation?
Amen.
Okay. I'm just going to be back up.
Come down here so you don't squeal with those.
This song is powerful.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Like you never know.
still God in the night.
But it's down in the valleys, yeah, of those trials and temptations. Oh, that's where your faith is really put to the test.
All out
for the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Well, when things go wrong, good times, it's still God in the bad times. You know the God of the day is still God in the night. Know the God of the day is still God in the night.
He's still God. I said he's still God. Hallelujah.
Just 1, 2, check. Test 1. Just 1. How many knows God's God?
Yes,
amen. How many knows that He is all powerful? Has He ever let you down for anything you ever asked for? Does He give you the desires of your heart, or does He give you anything you want?
The desires.
Bible says He gives you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
But I don't believe that. It's a new car. You know what I mean? Tickets to California. Well, it might be if you're going to see kids.
That's right.
But the Bible says that concentrate and be praying on things from above.
Yes.
It also says that you have not because you've asked amiss.
True. True.
So if we're asking for things that He has no intention of giving us, there's no point in asking for them. But I do believe He will give you what you need.
Yes.
And I think He knows what you need more than what we know that we need. I'm going to take just a second. I was supposed to be working today. I actually went to work today. But things didn't work out real well about 5 minutes into work. And I said, I'm leaving and I'm going to church. Praise the Lord. I thank Him for that. Because they will work you every Sunday, every Wednesday, every chance that they get. And I'm not going to give the devil any foothold here anymore. So they kind of looked at me funny, and it's kind of weird because I was telling the young boy at the door when we were waiting at the door. I said, you know, I said, church is important. I said, to some people it's not, but to some people it is. And I said, I'm one of those that it is. And we was just talking church, and about that time, the devil come around the corner. Literally. Okay. And after she got her said, I said, I'm leaving, and I'm going to church. The man that I was just talking to was down in the break room. He heard me say I was leaving. He goes, have a good time at church. So I thank the Lord for everything He does for me. You know, sometimes you just have to be bold and you have to take a stand. I don't know what tomorrow has in store for me or my family, but He does. And I put all my trust in Him.
Amen.
Let's do, okay. You've already got it picked out. Y'all know this song, so y'all help me sing it. Thank you.
find an answer. Lonely nights I spent in agony. I have no other friend that I can turn to. So here I am, Lord, down upon my knees. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer.
Thank you, Lord.
It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. Heaven, building worlds and hanging stars to shine. But you promised if I asked, I would receive it. So here I am, Lord, asking one more time. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't need to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. I've got a prayer that needs an answer. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. No, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. And I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord.
Brother Keith says he won't turn you away. Amen. He's always there for us. What a mighty God that we serve. A great God. Well, actually, I was given a note of request, so I'm not just jumping up here to sing. Although I like to. So let's do it in A flat. B flat. He's tired of troubles, tired of trials, tired of confusion, tired of all the things that are going on in the world. Got good news for you. You're going to leave it all behind one of these days. I'm
am not gaining ground in the wrong way in the crowd. Then I remember I'm not part of this world. I'm moving higher each day. Upward mobility sounds mighty good to me. I just can't wait to get away. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. If you get bothered by the problems in life, don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's back again. He'll take us to our happy home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Hey, got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary by the problems in life. Don't you let them get you down. Just look to Jesus, you will not be denied. He'll move you up to higher ground. Don't you forget that you're a child of the King, that you're an heir to His throne. You may not know just when He's coming back again. He'll take us to our happy home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Got to remember I'm not here for long. I'm just living in my temporary home. Got to remember I'm not here to stay. I'm looking forward to a brighter day. Temporary home. come up on the hill where the sun is shining bright. Well, I'm gonna walk right out of this valley, lift my hands and praise the Lord. Ain't gonna let no Satan get me down, down, down. Why should I sit here till I die? Heaven's waiting up a little bit higher. I'm gonna walk out of this valley with my Lord.
Lifted me. I'm so glad.
With this one scripture. The Bible says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is the day.
This is the day.
May not have been the day we expected. May not seem like the situation that would at the present time seem like a blessing, but it was the day that the Lord had made.
Amen.
And regardless of what you face during that day, whether it's sickness, affliction, problems, persecution, remember it's the day that the Lord has made. And just let the devil know we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy to rejoice and be glad when everything's going our way, isn't it?
Yes.
But you know what? Just I was thinking about Joseph in the pit. That was the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
But he couldn't see the end result of that. And the Bible is full of those things that at the particular time that it was happening. I imagine when Abraham drew back his knife to slay his one and only son, couldn't have thought of a more miserable day, but it was the day that the Lord hath made. We need to rejoice and be glad in it. So
yes, amen.
Keep that in mind. Whatever you face during this week, whatever you face during this upcoming year, just know that this is the day that the Lord has made, and it's a much bigger picture. We can't see the end result of everything that God has in store for us. But, amen, I believe the end is going to be better. Amen. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. Have a blessed week. We just appreciate you and appreciate the Spirit of the Lord and anointing tonight. And Sister Rose, it's good to have you with us tonight and this morning and tonight. And this is one of Sister Brenda's neighbors. Well, that's the only way we do it around here. So, you're a prime candidate. Amen. Hey, that's all right. Hey, we ain't much on names. Amen. We're just so glad God led you our way. You just have a pleasant personality, and hope you found a home.
I think I was mad at God. I was very mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, when we look at situations like that, we know that that baby's in good hands. Yep, the Lord's taking care of her. And we have the promise that we'll see our loved ones. Amen. Not only is that going to be a joyous time, but we're going to see Jesus too. Amen. What a glorious time that is. You love Jesus. You love the Lord. Amen. Let's just all pray tonight. Let's pray together as we prepare to dismiss. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, that you saw fit to bless us and to anoint us tonight. God, to fill your Holy Spirit. God, we're thankful for all of those who came this way tonight. God, for those who came forward, those who have been healed. God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to lead us and guide us and direct us in the path that you have chosen for us to go. Father, help us to enjoy each and every day that you have given us, God, and to be blessed, Lord, in knowing the fact that whatever we face, we will not face it alone, but through you, Lord, all things are possible. We ask, God, that you would keep us safe throughout this week, asking you to bless and touch those who are sick and afflicted. And Father, we do remember those who are lost. God, I pray, Lord, that you would get to their heart, prick them, Lord, convict their spirit, and help them come to an altar of confession. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Have a wonderful evening and a blessed week. Praise the Lord. Thank you.